This is World Update. Good morning. I'm Peter Dobby. Still to come, one of Africa's most profitable companies starts trading huge quick profits or a slow burn. We hear from the Spanish truckers who are striking over the cost of fuel. Plus the refugees who are caught in limbo in Denmark. They can't stay, but they can't go home either. All those stories after the very latest BBC World News.
BBC News with Mike Cooper. Trading at the start of East Africa's biggest ever share flotation has seen a 50% jump in the value of stock on offer. 10 billion shares have been listed on the Kenyan stock market after the government released a 25% stake in the telecoms company Safaricom. Tens of thousands of truck drivers in Spain have begun an indefinite strike in protest against high fuel costs. Some of the drivers have parked their vehicles beside roadside toll booths on the border between Spain and France, causing serious disruption. Britain's four government-appointed commissioners for children's rights have said the country's young people are being demonised by society and that too many are being locked up. The commissioners said they were particularly concerned about the rising number of under-18s being detained and the use of force to restrain them. A businessman is going to the High Court here in London today to try to force the British government to hold a referendum on the European Union's reform treaty. Stuart Wheeler argues that the Lisbon Treaty is essentially the same as the proposed EU constitution, which he says is the governing Labour Party had promised to put to a popular vote. A complete audio recording is being aired for the first time in Hungary of the secret trial of the deposed Prime Minister Imre Nagy, 50 years after he was tried and executed for treason for his role in the anti-Soviet Hungarian uprising. An American military supercomputer has passed a long-cherished goal in computing by processing more than a million billion calculations per second. The new machine, known as Roadrunner, is more than twice as fast as the previous record holder. Australian police say they've arrested 140 people, mostly Germans, on Sunday night in disturbances linked to Germany's match against Poland in the European Football Championships. The Austrian media said German supporters in the city of Klagenfurt had shouted Nazi and anti-Semitic slogans at the Polish fans. BBC News.
Twenty-eight minutes to the hour. This is World Update with me, Peter Dobby. In Kenya, trading has begun on the Nairobi Stock Exchange of Safaricom shares, following East Africa's biggest ever offer of this kind. 10 billion shares up for grabs after the government released a 25% stake of the company that it jointly owns with Vodafone, the Vodafone Group PLC. The BBC's Karen Allen is there. Karen, how's the share price going?
Well, certainly in the first couple of hours of trading, it's doubled, up by 50%. It's 7.5 shillings. People bought their shares initially at 5 shillings a share. So the sort of activity that everyone had predicted is coming true. We are expecting it to remain largely buoyant for most of the day. But when you talk to investors and analysts, they say that probably in the medium term, we're talking about a share price of about 10 shillings. So quite a significant increase people can expect in what is probably East Africa's biggest brand.
Vodafone already in there, of course. They own the company in part. But who else has a finger in this particular pie?
Well, there are questions about the exact ownership. The government had a stake in this company. It's selling 25% of its stake. The Vodafone portion, there are questions about a 10 to 20% stake of the Vodafone shares that are owned by a company called Mobitelia. Now, no one knows exactly who is Mobitelia, how they acquired the shares, how much they paid, did they pay for them at all. That isn't affected at all by the trading today and by this initial public offering, because it was the government portion that was sold. But nevertheless, there are a lot of questions that are being asked as to how transparent this deal is.
Karen Allen, thanks very much. Well, Safaricom has more than 10 million subscribers and more than 80% of the Kenyan market, as Karen was just hinting at there. Kenneth Kanyo is an investment analyst in Nairobi. Why is this flotation so important and so significant?
This flotation is extremely significant for Kenya because, this is the largest company in terms of turnover and profit after tax in Eastern and Southern Africa, so it is a big deal. And secondly, you find that just in terms of the size of the company, it's going to represent about 20% of the Nairobi Stock Exchange with respect to market capitalization. So really, it is a big deal from that perspective.
Who's going to be buying?
Obviously, high net worth individuals who are looking at a time horizon of between the next 3 to 5 years are the people who are going to be on the other side of the transaction buying. You're also going to find a lot of institutional investors as well, people like pension fund managers and that sort of thing.
When you talk about time horizon, is it a guaranteed success story, however, in as much as we understand that lots and lots of people have borrowed big amounts of money at quite a high rate of interest?
In terms of it being a success story, if you go down to the fundamentals, the company is very well run. In terms of earnings, those are going to continue to increase year on year, but obviously with the impact of competition, the earnings will increase, but at a decreasing rate from what you've seen in the past. So from an earnings point of view, that should be very well. From a stock price point of view, the share price is simply going to follow the sort of earnings power that we'll see come through from the company. So we do expect the share price to actually go up. But from the point of view of the people who actually borrowed money to invest in this IPO, I don't think they're going to have such a good time of it because the supply of shares is so large and everybody obviously is looking to sell. So from the point of